Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker, the late, great Joe Cocker. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Rick Newman, columnist for Yahoo Finance. Finance.yahoo.com is the website. His books are Liberty for All and Rebounders, two books that I encourage you to have and to read, and you'll thank me later. Rick, thanks again for being here. Rick's a very prolific writer, folks, and thought leader in all things to do with the economy and politics and the intersection of those two. We've been talking about things you've written about in the past, Rick. I'm going to put you on the hot seat a little bit and tell us about some of the projects you're working on. What are you thinking of what is coming at us in the next week or so?
I'm going to go a little beyond the next week or so, but one of the most important things is going to be trying to measure whether incoming President Donald Trump accomplishes some of the things that he says he wants to do. So every time we have an election, there are campaign promises that go far beyond what's humanly possible. So we're looking at ways to actually measure whether the economy under Trump performs better than it did under President Obama, and whether it performs up to the standards that he has set himself. So right. He has said he wants to create 25 million jobs over 10 years. That's 2.5 million jobs a year. Interestingly, the pace of job creation right now is 2.4 million jobs per year. So Trump is basically saying he just wants to improve performance by a little bit when it comes to job creation. The catch is that if there's a recession on Trump's watch, then his average is going to go way below
right.
5 million.
That's in my opinion, Trump getting elected is going to forestall an almost scheduled recession that the timing is would be right for. What's interesting is many of the things that he could have had a chance to turn around have been swatted down before he even goes into office, like the DOL overtime rules. The judge out of Texas just swatted that down for good. I'm sure Trump said, doggone it, I wanted to knock that one down. And that was,
well, he's gonna have plenty of other stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This man.
the other thing that I think you should track is Secretary Price, the new HHS secretary. He hates Obamacare. Let me tell you, Rick, small business owners hate Obamacare.
Yeah, I think they hate it too much, to tell you the truth. And I've never understood if you run a business.
Why would we not hate doubling our premiums and lessening our coverage? Why would we not hate that?
Well, because it exempts everybody with fewer than 50 employees.
But the fact is, it doesn't matter how many employees you got, your premium's still doubled. I don't have 50 employees, and my premium's doubled 100% because of Obamacare.
In healthcare, so this is, I think we're going to understand when Trump dismantles Obamacare. I think people are going to say, hey, wait a minute, premiums are still doubling. What's going on here? And what's going on is that the price of healthcare is just going up, whether you have Obamacare or not. So this is why Trump has set some very difficult goals for himself. So way before Obama ever took office, healthcare costs were growing.
They were going at 8, 9, 10, 11%, but not doubling.
Well, they've been, so, you know, this is Trump's challenge.
Yep,
so,
I agree.
There have been two things going on simultaneously, but it doesn't mean one caused the other. Obamacare has been remaking the U.S. healthcare system, and healthcare costs have been going up the same as they were before Obamacare. So what's going to happen is Obamacare is going to go away. And the test is going to be, do your small business owners, do their premiums suddenly go down? And I don't see any reason why they would go down.
I'm going to forecast the title of two columns of yours. In 9 months to maybe a year, you're going to write a column that says, Trump's promises on Obamacare haven't quite panned out. And it'll be because of some of the things you're talking about, because it's early in the stage. 5 years from now, you'll write a column and the headline will say, looking back, killing Obamacare was the best thing to ever happen to us.
I'm going to tell you.
It'll take 5 years.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I don't think it has anything to do with killing Obamacare or not killing Obamacare. I think it is going to require completely separate measures that figure out how to control costs in the healthcare industry. And I have a hint for you. Private competition ain't going to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to do it.
We had private
patients becoming healthcare
all the way up to 2010.
We've got to become healthcare consumers, not just patients. That's what will make it happen, Rick. But
well,
I'm looking forward to you and me continuing this debate over the next. That'll be something it'll be a thread of our debate all the way through. Hey, Rick, good job today. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
Okay, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Finance.yahoo.com, folks. Don't forget his books. They're good. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. Reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.